Well, multiple sclerosis affects over 23,000 Australians. It can strike almost anyone, and many people develop MS during the younger years, some of their most productive years of their lives. There is still no known cure, and its causes are a mystery. Every day, though, researchers are learning more about MS and discovering new ways to alleviate the symptoms. Helping them along in this task has been the MS Readathon. It's a reading fundraiser. It's now in its 37th year, and it helps to improve child literacy and along the way raise money for MS research. The Readathon kicks off at the end of the current school holidays. MS Australia Ambassador Stephen Papadopoulos joins me this morning. Stephen, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're as old as the Readathon.
I am.
And you have suffered MS yourself.
Yep.
How long have you been afflicted with MS?
I got my first symptoms of MS when I was just 16 years old, so I was still in high school in year 11. I had blurry eyes for a couple of weeks, about 6 weeks, and then it just came back on its own. Then when I was 17 years old, I had constant pins and needles over my entire body for about 8 weeks and didn't know why. Graduated year 12, started an apprenticeship as a chef, had problems with my speech, my balance, holding my knives. I couldn't feel hot and cold, so I had to give that job up. Became a photojournalist, and then my vision started deteriorating, so I couldn't see through the lens of the camera, so I had to give that job up.
And were you diagnosed with MS by this point?
No. So I was finally diagnosed with MS at the age of 22 through an MRI. An MRI is where they take photos of your brain and spinal cord, and when my photos came back, I had scarring in my brain and spinal cord, which meant that I had MS.
It's a devil of a disease, isn't it? As you describe it there, you know, it comes and goes. It afflicts people. You don't know when it's going to come or quite how, and everyone has different symptoms. I mean, you're standing here today. You look to me to be well.
Thank you.
It turns out you're in terrible, terrible pain.
Yeah, it's a lot of hidden symptoms, invisible symptoms. I have constant pins and needles in my hands and feet, which I've had since 2007. Sharp stabbing pains every day. Sharp stabbing pains in both my legs, my arms, my neck, my lower back. And probably the biggest one is I have a burning sensation over my entire body. So anything touching my body absolutely hurts. So
putting your shirt on in the morning?
Yeah. So clothing, showering, the sunlight, the wind, the rain, it all constantly hurts. But I just have to grin and bear it and take each day as it comes.
How does that affect your life, Stephen, and your interpersonal relationships and
everything, really? Well, I take each day as it comes. The hardest thing for me to do is to sleep because the bed itself is hurting me. So the mattress hurts, the pillows hurts, the sheets hurt. So I only get 1 or 2 hours sleep a night. So I'm quite sluggish in the morning.
But can you work?
I work for MS and promote our events and MS Readathon and just raise awareness
I'll come to that now, because the whole point of the Readathon is to raise money for research. Maddeningly, there is no cure for MS. There has been, it seems to me, looking from a distance, some quite big steps in what knowledge of it and ways to alleviate the pain, but not for you. There's nothing you can do for the pain that you're experiencing.
No, neuropathic pain is actually quite hard to treat.
Very.
So I have medication to try to keep my MS scarring as little as possible and to stop it, you know, growing and attacking new nerves. But neuropathic pain is quite hard to treat. So it is a grin and bear it kind of thing.
So tell us about the MS Readathon, because you actually first heard of it when you were 12 years old at school. When you didn't have MS. And you remember learning about it and knowing about it?
Yeah, I definitely. I actually wrote a diary entry on it when I was 12 years old and actually took part in the MS Readathon. But a couple of years later, I'd get my first symptoms and not realize. So when the opportunity came up for me to become an MS Readathon presenter and go to schools and actually talk about it and encourage them to read books and raise money to support people living with MS, I thought, that's brilliant. I should so do that.
So tell us about the Readathon. How does it work? What happens with the kids in the school?
Well, firstly, they go to www.msreadathon.org.au and they can register. And pretty much it's just reading books and collecting sponsors or literature. So kids read every single day and they might not even realize it. So when they're in class, they're reading history books, geography books, you know, they're reading, they get homework. So when they read, they note it down and they collect sponsors. So people that they know, so mum, dad, work colleagues.
So the school really needs to help coordinate this, yeah?
Yeah, well, the school, we tried to have the school not have much to do with it. So kids just register online and they collect sponsors that they know. People might sponsor them $5 for every book or piece of literature that they read, or they might give them a donation of $50 for as many books that they can read.
And is it only kids who can participate? Can adults put their hand
adults
up for
can
the
do
readathon?
It too. Definitely. We encourage parents and students to take part in readathon as well, like together and make a competition and see who can read the most books and who can collect the most money.
So anyone listening now, how can they, if they want to support MS Research, because all the money goes to MS Research, how can they do that?
By registering with MS Readathon. So as I said, www.msreadathon.org.au. Or if they know someone who's doing the MS Readathon, they can sponsor them.
And do you have a target?
I'm not sure, as much as possible.
That's a good target. Do you know how much money, you might not know this, but do you know how much MS Readathon has raised over the years?
I actually don't know off the top of my head right now, but a lot of money throughout the years. As I said, it's been going around now for 37 years, so it's pretty impressive that students are reading books and raising money to support people like myself.
Well, thank you for coming in, and your story is a great stimulus, really, for everyone to support it. So thank you and
so
good
much.
Luck with the readathon.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with that pain.
Thank you.
Stephen Papadopoulos is a multiple sclerosis MS ambassador for MS Australia, and the readathon is happening soon. So head to that website. We'll put the link on our website, and you can too support research for MS.